In today's lecture, we're going to talk about the rational numbers. And we're going to use the integers, which we've already constructed, together with a construction using equivalence classes to build the rational number system. So let capital A be the set Z. Z is the integers here. Let A be the set Z cross Z take away 0. In other words, A is a set of ordered pairs AB of integers, subject to the condition that B not be 0. And ultimately, we're going to think of this ordered pair as ultimately representing the fraction a over b. So obviously, we don't want b to be 0. Now, we definitely want it to be the case that certain ordered pairs represent the same number. For instance, 1/2 should be the same number as 3/6, and 4/8, and so on. This motivates our equivalence relation. Declare a comma b to be related to a star comma b star if a times b star equals a star times b. And here we're thinking in the back of our minds that the fraction a over b should be equal to the fraction a star over b star precisely when you cross multiply, you get a times b star equals a star times b. Is this an equivalence relation? Well, obviously the pair a b is related to itself since a times b equals a times b. Also, the relation is symmetric if a comma b and a star comma b star are pairs, and a times b star equals a star times b, then also a star times b equals a times b star. So a star b star is related to a b. And finally, if a b is related to a star, and a star b star is related to a double star, then we have both a times b star equals a star times b, that's the first relation, and a star times b double star equals a double star times b star. Let's multiply the left-hand sides together and the right-hand sides together, and we get a times b star times b double star equals a b times a double times b star. If a star is 0, then it follows immediately from our first pair of equations that both a and a double star must be 0. So the three pairs a, b, a star, b star, and a double star, b double star are immediately equivalent, and there's nothing to prove. So we may as well assume a star is not 0. And we know a priori that b star is not 0, because the b's are always not 0. So we may cancel common terms from the last equation, namely, we'll cancel a star and b star, and we end up with a times b double star equals b times a double star, and that says simply that the pair a comma b is related to a double star, b double star. And so our relation is transitive. So the resulting collection of equivalence classes will be called the set of rational numbers, and we shall denote this set with the symbol bold, blackboard bold Q. And that's the usual way we denote the rational numbers. Example, the equivalence class 4, 12 contains all the pairs 4, 12, 1, 3, minus 2, 6, and infinitely many others as well. This equivalence class represents the fraction 4 twelfths, which we sometimes also write as 1 third, or minus 2 over minus 6. If a, b, and c, d are rational numbers, then we define their product to be the rational number a times c, comma b times d. Not a big surprise. This is well defined, unambiguous, for the following reasons. Suppose that a, b is related to a tilde of b tilde, and c, d is related to c tilde d tilde. We would like to know that a comma b times c comma d, which is the equivalence class a dot c comma b dot d, is the same equivalence class as a twiddle comma b twiddle dot c twiddle comma d twiddle, which is a twiddle dot c twiddle comma b twiddle dot d twiddle. In other words, we need to know that a times c times b twiddle times d twiddle equals a twiddle times c twiddle times b times d, the usual thing. But our hypothesis is that a times b twiddle equals a twiddle times b, and c times d twiddle equals c twiddle times d. Multiplying together the left sides and the right sides, we obtain a times b twiddle times c times d twiddle equals a twiddle times b times c twiddle times d. Rearranging, we have a times c times b twiddle times d twiddle equals a twiddle times c twiddle times b times d, but this is just the fact that our multiplication is well defined. That's what we wanted to know. Example, the product of the two rational numbers 3, 8 minus 2, 5 is 3 times minus 2, 8 times 5, which is minus 6, 40, which is minus 3, 20. Okay? This is what we expect. The product of 3/8 and minus 2/5 is minus 3/20. If q is the rational number a comma b and r is the rational number c comma d, and r is not 0, then we define the quotient q divided by r to be the equivalence class ad comma bc. We leave it to you to check that this operation is well defined. Example. The quotient of the rational numbers 4 comma 7 by the rational number 3 comma minus 2 is, by definition, the rational number 4 times minus 2 comma 7 times 3, which is minus 8 comma 21. And that's what we expect. 4 sevenths divided by minus 3 halves is minus 8 21sts. How should we add two rational numbers? The answer here might surprise you a little bit. We could try saying a comma b plus c comma d is a plus c comma b plus d, but this will not work. First of all, it will give the wrong answer, and second of all, it won't be well defined. Instead, we defined a comma b plus c comma d to be ad plus bc comma bd. And let's look at an example. The sum of the rational numbers 3 comma minus 14 and 9 comma 4 is 3 times 4 plus minus 14 times 9 comma minus 14 times 4, which is minus 114 minus 56, or 57 comma 28ths. And this coincides with the usual way that we add fractions, minus 3 14ths plus 9 fourths is 57 28ths. You just multiply. You put everything over a common denominator. Notice that the equivalence class 0 comma 1 is the rational number that we usually denote by 0. It is the additive identity, for if AB is another rational number, then 0, 1, comma AB, I'm sorry, 0, comma 1 plus A, comma B equals 0 dot B plus 1 times A, comma 1 dot B, which is AB. A similar argument shows that 0, comma 1 times any rational number gives 0, comma B, or 0. By the same token, the rational number 1, comma 1 is the multiplicative identity. We leave the details for you to work out. Of course, the concept of subtraction is really just a special case of addition, that is to say alpha minus beta is the same thing as alpha plus minus beta, so we shall say nothing further about subtraction. In practice, of course, we will write the rational numbers in the traditional fashion, 2 over 5 minus 19 over 3, 22 over 2, or 24 over 4. In mathematics, it is generally not wise to write rational numbers in mixed forms, such as 2 and 3/5, because the juxtaposition of two numbers could easily be mistaken for multiplication. Instead, we would write the quantity as the improper fraction 13/5. That's it for today. Thanks for listening.